This is Joe Keenan, author of COVID Long Haulers. A recent article on Yahoo News by Hillary Brewer caught my attention and I thought that it was worth sharing. Many of my followers have now received their vaccinations post-infection and during their recovery from long haulers. This article is interesting because it talks about the need for a third shot or a booster to help supplement the vaccine. I find this interesting because it demonstrates how the science has progressed from treatment to prevention. With any luck, COVID will soon be behind us with only an annual requirement to get a booster shot. The importance of a booster is still to be fully understood, but the increase in COVID variants like the Delta variant, which is more contagious and potentially more harmful, is real. Recent studies have shown that people that were infected by the first wave of COVID have been infected again by the new variants and it has made them more sick than the first infection. So for this reason, articles like this are critical to keeping all of us safe and avoiding reinfection. Virus expert Joseph Heiser has been fully vaccinated since the end of January, and he's not really worried that his COVID-19 protection from the Pfizer vaccine has waned much since then. Yet, when he got an email last month asking if he'd be interested in getting a third dose booster shot, this time from Moderna, he did not hesitate to say yes. The virologist at Baylor College of Medicine signed right up and took the elevator down 6 floors to Baylor's Vaccine Research Center, where he offered up his arm for a third jab. "Ooh, I got boosted," he remembered bragging to family and friends afterwards, who were nonplussed about his unique booster shot experience. Perhaps they didn't realize that Heiser is one of the first Americans to participate in a groundbreaking COVID-19 mix-and-match study, aimed at assessing whether boosters work, and whether different COVID-19 shots are safe, and possibly more effective, when they're mixed together. Though Heiser says he experienced similar types of side effects from both Moderna's and Pfizer's mRNA shots, he said the side effects were a little bit more obvious with the Moderna. Is it safe to mix shots from Moderna, Pfizer, and Johnson & Johnson? This is not Heiser's first vaccine trial. He's been in studies of smallpox shots, anthrax vaccines, and annual flu jabs. "I'm a dyed-in-the-wool nerd, so I mean, of course I think that this is interesting," he said of the trial. "I like being involved in being a part of producing science and information for the world." The study that he's now part of, funded by the National Institutes of Health, will evaluate mixing different coronavirus booster shots to assess whether they will be safe and effective for adults of all ages across the U.S. For now, the study is boosting only with a single dose of Moderna's vaccine, whether participants' first shots were from Moderna, or from Pfizer or Johnson & Johnson, the other two U.S.-authorized vaccines. Other combinations of the vaccines, and which order they're taken in, will be added into the study later on. Study participants will get routine blood draws. Heiser already had his first, and initial results could be ready within months. A big question this study will explore is whether boosting people who've had J&J's one-shot adenovirus vaccine with Moderna's mRNA shot might make the performance similar. J&J's vaccine did not protect as well against mild and moderate disease compared to Pfizer and Moderna's two-dose mRNA regimens during clinical trials. Is it because of the vaccine construct, or is it because of the one dose? We don't really have the answer to that, lead study researcher Dr. Robert Apmer, from the Vaccine Research Center at Baylor, told Insider of J&J's lower efficacy. "A day of chills, body aches, and ibuprofen after THE3RD dose." While Heiser's Moderna side effects were a little more intense, he said they faded with some ibuprofen and a day of rest. "I did, for Pfizer, have a little bit of chills, a little bit of muscle ache, but nothing that prevented me from conducting my normal day-to-day activities," he said, remembering how the day after his second shot in January he did some work, went grocery shopping, and made a pot of chili. "With the booster, it was a little bit more severe," he said, describing waking up the day afterwards feeling like I had done a very rigorous gym workout, with chills and arm soreness like he'd gotten a hard punch in the shoulder. He popped some ibuprofen, which helped ease the aches, and by the following day, he felt like himself again. Given the dramatic impact that the coronavirus has had on the world, as a scientist, it's actually really heartening that these clinical trials are still going on and the secondary and tertiary questions are still being asked, Heiser said, estimating that he'll make about $600 total compensation for his time over the course of this study. Only time and clinical studies will determine the benefit of the third shot or an ongoing booster, but the idea of being able to get an annual flu-like shot to avoid the virus does feel right and shows potential progress in the management of the virus. As I have said in many of my previous blogs, job one is to avoid getting the virus in the first place. Stay strong. Joe Keenan.